Good morning.
Good morning.
Thank you.
When I thought about table talk, it was weeks ago, actually. Something struck me that I wanted to share, and I was patiently waiting for my turn. And
thank you.
And since then, some other things have happened. And so I know I'm going to cry through this morning, and that's okay. Broccoli mix. First of all, there's just a couple things I wanted to share, I guess. There was a movie Brett and I watched a while ago called Land, and if you get an opportunity, if you haven't seen it, I would suggest taking a look at it. For those of you that haven't seen it, I'm not going to spoil it, but one of the biggest messages I think that I took from the movie is that you cannot go through this life alone. And even when you try to do it forcefully, even when you try to separate yourself, you still need people to pick you back up. My faith helps me every day with that. And last Thursday night, my cousin, who's only 33, took his own life. And I've never, ever, in all my years of being on this earth, had someone close to me decide to do something that selfish. I want to say that I'm angry, and maybe there's a little bit of that, but I'm more angry at the situation and not so much the individual, per se. And the reason why I'm piecing these two things together may seem a little odd, but my cousin had people around him, but nobody saw it. I just saw him last Friday before, and I didn't see anything. And there's this thing about fellowship and closeness, intimacy with others, knowing each other, seeing each other's faces and spending time together that changes the relationship. And my cousin was estranged from our family for a long time, my grandmother being the one connection none of us could grasp or undertake or understand her reasoning behind all this push of having him around all the time, even though he was stealing from her and neglecting her and doing all these things, but yet she tied him in anyways. And so many of us gave up. He had a hard life. He was introduced to some really just negative things very early on, and he just never really recovered from that. And I really do believe that a lot of that is because he didn't have what we all share in this room today. He didn't have the gift of hope and faith. And maybe if he had that, maybe he would still be here. I was trying to find a scripture that really tied into how I feel about all of this. And I came across something I'm going to share, and this is just what hit my heart. So it's coming from 1 John chapter 1, starting at verse 7. Actually, I'm going to start at verse 6. If we claim to have fellowship with him and yet walk in the darkness, we lie and do not live out the truth. But if we walk in the light as he is in the light, we have fellowship with one another, and the blood of Jesus, his son, purifies us from all sin. And I guess there's just been so many thoughts going through my mind with all this loss and all this confusion of trying to learn who these people are after the fact, not knowing how to connect with them prior to, even though I'm a relational person. There's still these people that were close to me that I love, that I'm learning so much about when it's already too late. And so I just ask you today to really think about your relationships with your family and your friends that are different that are challenging, and just really think of how Jesus views that relationship, and how maybe one sentence, one hug, one phone call, one text, one note in the mail could change something for that person. We never know how far our words are going to go. And so I just wanted to share those thoughts with you this morning, and knowing that what Jesus did for us and washing away all of our sin, that freedom that we feel, is not something that everybody has. And so I just wanted you to share this meal with me, coming together and sharing this beautiful relationship that we all share. Everybody has their stuff already. Okay. So we can start with the bread. Thanks. Lord Jesus, I don't think we'll ever fully be able to ever grasp what that day felt like for you. And knowing what you were doing for us, how big it is. It's so big, we study it all the time and we still can't wrap our brains around it. We're so grateful for that. I thank you for the hope that you've provided to our future, to all of our loved ones. And I just thank you so much for your sacrifice. It's in your name that we pray. Lord, as we take this juice, as the blood of Jesus washing away all of our internal and external filth, I just thank you for that. I thank you for the possibility of coming together, having that wash away, and sharing a new hope for a new week, a new day, a new hour. I just thank you so much for that sacrifice.